Jay! Hey Adam, where are the gay mountains?
Ray, sit down with your new palace.
Victor, because that would cost money.
Adam, let's do this, baby. Yeah!
Cody, please donate money to my Patreon. The link is...
Hi everybody, this is Jay Cupwater 03 from OrphanLegacy.com. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah Kwanzaa! This is episode 55 of The Great entitled Holiday Monitors. I had to check my script, sorry. I still fail. Okay, Holiday Monitors! Anyways, okay, so let me introduce my co-hosts. Up first is a guy who can tell you a story about Onyx and Steelix, and you probably won't know we're not talking about Pokemon. Hi, Ray!
Hello!
How's it going?
I'm peachy.
Good, good. And next is Victor from the Modern Gaffa. Hey, Victor.com.
Hi, Jay from the Morphin Legacy. Hey, Jay.com.
I really feel like we should start calling it the Morphin Legacy.com, just to be weird.
I feel like I should drop the in Modern Gaffa because it takes up three letters and it ruins Twitter and I don't need it.
Hmm. You know what?
What does it do?
I think you should think about that. Have a think on that.
I've thought about it. It's a sad thing.
And up next, let's hope this guy can make it through to the end of the episode, because last week he fell asleep. Hey, Adam. Welcome back.
Hey. I know, right? Sorry, my sugar dropped, so that's why I dropped. Anyways, I'm going to be alive and shining just for this episode. Yay!
Yay!
It's called Christmas Power.
Just for this episode.
Hello. Who made you Holiday Monitor? Okay.
Exactly.
Now I get it.
How many times can we push that into this episode? Let's find out. All right. And last but not least, Cody's not here this week. He had some family obligations. So taking his place is our brand new Super Sentai reviewer for Tokuger and hopefully, you know, Ninja 2. Hi, Amber.
Howdy, how.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining us.
And thanks, I'm totes excited.
All you other peoples, too. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Yeah, you guys.
Of course.
You guys.
I
wanted to say this, because I didn't get to say it on the last episode, and I totally wrote it. It was like this awesome sentence to say, and I never said it, so now I'm going to say it. So here it is. This is my little spiel. I was going to say, welcome to the grid, where five gays and a gaffa talk shit about Power Rangers, Sentai, and this fandom. That's what I was going to say. It was so awesome. Two episodes. I forgot to say.
There's only four gays.
Exactly. I was supposed to say it last episode when Cody was here, but I didn't. So you guys missed out on my awesome.
That's still
three
four
gays, a lady,
four.
And a gaffa.
The other gay is everyone. We're all collectively gay.
Everybody's a little gay.
I totally didn't realize I screwed that up until you said something just now. Well, I fucked that up. Okay. Also, just as a reminder for first-time listeners of the grid, we are a completely unedited podcast in both language and screw-ups, except for what we just did 5 seconds ago. So it's our Christmas and our final episode of 2014, so we're going to have some Christmassy stuff spread in throughout here and some end-of-the-year stuff, too. So next episode will not be until 2015. Look forward to that. Okay, real quick, here's my spiel about Morphin Legacy. If you haven't checked him out yet, you should check out Flynn McAllister, Ranger Operator Series Blue, who is our, what is this, December Ranger of the Month on MorphinLegacy.com. So he's on the left. Check him out. Also, the Rangers of the Year were announced about a week ago, and the winners were Austin St. John and Catherine Sutherland. So thank you to everyone who voted. Thank you a lot to Austin St. John for sharing that article that I wrote that like skyrocketed our views on that day and the next day and the following day. So you're awesome, ASJ. Thank you. So I wanted to say that Austin St. John for Male Power Ranger of the Year won by a huge margin. Catherine Sullivan won by a little bit of a margin, not too much, but she narrowly beat out Melody Perkins and Aaron Cahill. So those were close. I know some of us wanted Melody Perkins to win. So of us who are really nameless.
I was rooting for Sierra. Like, I was rooting for Sierra.
I really didn't know who I wanted to win either, because I kind of wanted Aaron to win, and then I was kind of like, well, Aaron got a lot of attention from us already, like, 3 months ago, and then I was kind of like, I don't know. We love you, Aaron, though. But
see, Sierra had it for me whenever she, like, whenever they were, like, when Twitter happened and that blew up, and she was super cool about it. I was like, okay, that was awesome.
One of the things I love about Sierra Hanna was that her and I had, like, the Jay and Ciara show when I met her, and, like, she took my phone and took, like, 100, like, not 100, but, like, 5 pictures of us together, you know, just, like, selfies. That was, like, the cutest memory ever. I love Sierra. You're awesome. You're awesome, Sierra. And that was random Sierra Hanna butt kissing. Anyways, last little notice. We have another live stream coming up, partnering with 20 Year Legacy. You all know him as Austin. Hi, Austin. And last time we did a combo duo. What is that called?
Back to back.
Double feature.
Double feature.
Thank you. God, I have no where my brain is right now. We did a double feature of the Mighty Morphin movie and the Turbo movie, and that went really well, I thought. Anyways, there was a lot of people there. So join us on Saturday, this coming up Saturday, December 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we go for the Psycho Ranger takeover. We're going to show pretty much every episode that the Psycho Rangers were in. So check that out if you're bored this holiday weekend. All right, so that's my spiel about Morphin Legacy. So let's moving on to Dino Charge news, because there is so much Dino Charge news to talk about. So first we have... All right, so up first we have today from Ranger Crew, we got new Rangers' last names, we got bios for them, and we got the names of their weapon. So I know that each of us wanted to read an individual bio. So shall we start with the bios? Is everyone ready for the bios?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, who is reading Tyler? Tyler,
of course.
Go ahead. Who's Tyler?
I don't
Victor
remember.
Amber.
We didn't pick.
I'll do it.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I said Chase, and then you said, "Oh, you can't have Chase." And then that was.
I'll be Tyler. I'll be Red, guys.
All right, be Tyler.
You gotta read Shelby. All right.
Tyler Navarro, leader of the Rangers, is a free spirit adventurer with a huge heart, determined to solve the mystery of his father's disappearance. This curious and energetic ranger is nothing to mess with when it comes to defeating evil. For Tyler, making friends is easy, but will defending Earth be just as simple? His dinosaur spirit is the Tyrannosaurus Rex, and his weapon is the T-Rex Smasher.
Nice. And if we're going by Sentai rules, that would make Chase next. So Chase Randall is next. That's his last name. His bio says, even though Chase Randall is from New Zealand, he can feel at home anywhere as long as he's riding around on his beloved skateboard. Chase may be a flirt, but meet him on the battlefield and you'll be flirting with disaster. His dinosaur spirit is the Parasaur, and his weapon is the Parachopper. And that would be, who is Riley?
Riley Griffin. I may be quiet, but his intelligence and amazing discipline speak loud and clear. After leaving his family's ranch to defend Earth, Riley's confidence and incredible sword skills have made him a fierce member of the Ranger team. With a love of brain teasers and the battling evil, Riley is one well-rounded ranger. His dinosaur spirit, Raptor. His weapon, Raptor Claw.
Dun, dun, dun. And Shelby.
Shelby, did we do Coda?
Yeah, we didn't do Coda.
Well, and continue. Go with Shelby, and then we'll do Coda.
Okay. Shelby Watkins. I thought we were going Sentai order. Shelby Watkins.
We already messed up Sentai order. Just keep going.
Shelby Watkins is known to leap before she looks, and her amazing bravery is matched by her incredible knowledge of dinosaurs. She's strong-willed, stubborn, and a nightmare for any evil villain. Even though Shelby may seem pretty serious, she also has a softer side, especially when it comes to the Red Ranger. Her dinosaur spirit is Triceratops, and her weapon is the Tricera Drill.
And Coda.
Coda is the oldest Dino Charge Ranger by 100,000 years. It may be funny to watch this caveman maneuver the modern world, but his incredible strength and natural intuition are no laughing matter. This prehistoric ranger has a heart of gold and will stop at nothing to defend Earth. His dinosaur spirit is the Stegosaurus, and his weapon is the Stegoshield.
Nice. So there are your bios for the main 5 Dino Charge Rangers, as well as their weapon names and the bio. So you can you can view all of those on Morphin Legacy's Facebook.
Where did these come from?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I actually sent a tweet to Ranger Crew and asked him where they were from, and I didn't get a response. So I don't know. Okay. It says like sneak preview or something on them, doesn't it? I would assume. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would assume maybe he got a sneak peek. I don't know.
Okay. I guess.
They Either were way. Magically gifted.
Yes.
From Santa.
I guess this means that, you know, he really didn't retire.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's Fury Diamond who's actually running the Twitter or not. I don't know, to be honest. anyone out there know? Hello?
Who knows?
I don't know. Anyway, all right, so that's that. Like I was saying, the images are on Morphin Legacy's Facebook and the website, too, so you can look those up if you want to see them for yourselves, because they actually have some really good press pictures of the new Rangers, all five of them, so they look really good. They look really, you know, snazzy, so check that out. Okay, next, Dino Charge announcement, it's not really a Dino Charge announcement, but I wanted to talk about it because it may be a Dino Charge announcement. Who the hell knows? In case you missed it, check out the Morphin Legacy Facebook, but Austin St. John uploaded a video today saying that he has been instructed to grow his hair and his beard out until April, I believe is what he said. And he won't tell us why, but he said he will tell us in 30 days. So for some reason, we have to wait 30 days to find out what it is. But what do we think it is? Is this Dino Charge related or no? What do you guys think?
Well, considering that Tyler's last name is Navarro, I don't think so.
Well, I do know a lot of children who
have Tyler could be adopted or something.
I do know a lot of children who have different last names than their parents.
Yeah, but like
that's stretching.
Yeah, like I mean, it kind of is, especially because they've really done like a whole Rangers having children thing. Like that hasn't really been touched on yet ever. So.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Here's
he looks nothing like Austin St. John, so let's take up his mother.
And here's the thing too. Like, he doesn't necessarily have to be the Silver Ranger or Tyler's father, because he could just be looking like that for the Dino Team Up movie.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, they could just say, Jason's been on a looking up fossils or some bullshit like that, and that's why he looks all straggly.
He's got a PhD.
He's scuba diving. He's scuba diving with Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kissing on Kimberly.
So no one's mentioned the movie that should be filming around that time, probably.
The reboot movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
That's also true.
I didn't think about that for some reason, but yeah, that's also true.
That should obviously be Power Ranger related.
So it's still Power
Ranger. Thinking small.
I know. I'm really hoping it is somewhat Ranger related.
There's no way it's not Ranger related. What else?
No, okay. No, that's not true, because
what else is he going to do?
Well, no, I swear that some Power Ranger actors will see you like that, and then it'll be something like a movie they're making or whatever, and then you're just like, cool. Yay. So,
they're just opening up a...
Yeah. It was like that thing they did with Robo Knight. It was like, well, where's Robo Knight? What's he been doing? Oh, he's working in a laundromat. That was like, really? Nobody cares. So, it doesn't go that route, because that would
suck. He's breakdancing.
Yeah. Back on some moves. Okay, so hopefully by the time we have a new episode, or maybe the next episode after 57, we'll know what the hell he's talking about. Yeah, we'll probably know what he's talking about by then. And then Ray had a little piece of Dino Charge news he wanted to share, so go ahead, Ray.
Okay, for those who don't know, we got a new writer announced thanks to the Power Scoop. Mark Lishkin, who wrote for Mighty Morphin and Zeo and Little Turbo, has been working on Dino Charge, which is good because he wrote some really good episodes back in the day, which include Master Violin Metallic Armor and Ranger of Two Worlds and the Millennium Message. So this is a good thing for Dino Charge. We got a good writer in the writing staff. It's something we really need.
And he was at PMC, right?
He was?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was. Yeah, I didn't meet him, but...
Yeah, he was in that, I believe he was one of the people on that writer's panel that we didn't go to.
Well, they had, a weird setup. They had, all the actors mostly, separated by season. But then they had, the writers and the other people who were, extras. Like, Miss Appleby and, Royce Heron, the same person, but they were in the other side of the convention center. They were away from everyone else. They were by the vendors. And so, like, I didn't really go up to a lot of them. Allison Kipperman was over there, and that I only saw her because she had the most fabulous dress on I've ever seen. So that's the only reason that I noticed that she was there.
Priorities.
Well, yes, I was like,
I'm totally jealous.
I was like totally feeling what all the female rangers were wearing to PMC because it was like their event for fashion, I guess, or something, because like they looked fabulous. Anyways, that's PMC crap. We talked about that. But one more thing. So
talk about PMC crap.
We have a special guest star for the Dino Charge Christmas episode, right, Ray?
Mm-hmm. It is the guy who played Fresno Bob in RPM. So Fresno Bob is going to be Fresno Claus.
So, well,
he's
I guess
going to give you all Sicilian neckties.
I guess that does confirm that we are getting a Christmas episode. Obviously, we knew that already, but I'm just that 100% confirms it, I guess. So
wait, he could be Santa Claus.
Actually,
too.
All it confirms is that Santa Claus is going to be on the show.
That's
we don't
also
know if it's going to be a Christmas
but,
episode, you know? Santa was on Narnia,
yeah,
and that
this,
wasn't a Christmas
in this
movie,
Neo-Saban era, though, we're pretty much guaranteed a Christmas and Halloween special, except for Super Mega Forces, because they didn't make time.
At least for one. At least one special of each.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have the whole episode with Nasty Santa.
Casting news about a vampire, so.
So, yeah,
I'm totally down for him just showing up in the middle of the show for no reason. Oh, look, it's Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa
and
Claus.
And it's not motivated at all. And he gives them their weapons to go fight the evil queen. That would be awesome.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
It's a Narnia joke.
You're done.
You're fine. Okay, so forward to that in December of 2015. So a year from now, look forward to that. We also had
we'll some. Probably forget about it by now.
I know, probably. Well, we had behind the scene pictures too, which spotted a male Purple Ranger. So we're somehow getting a male Purple Ranger. And then another behind the scenes ish picture appeared, and Yoshi took a picture with David de la Tour, who you should know played RJ in Jungle Fury. He was the, I still call him the Violet Ranger. I don't want to call him the Wolf Ranger, sorry. But that's who he played. And I guess he was getting his hair did, and Yoshi, like, took a picture with him. So that set Twitter afire, like it normally does. And everyone seems to think now that David de la Tour may be guest starring somehow on Dino Charge. Thoughts?
My thinking is that he's either the male purple or graphite.
But we're saying here
if he's
though,
even
too,
on the show.
Yeah, if he's even on the show. But if he is
too hot,
there's
in
no
photo
way
to
know he's going to be RJ.
Okay, so we're pretty sure he's not going to be RJ. That's your hypothesis.
It wouldn't make any sense to have somebody from Jungle Fury be in a normal season.
Okay,
I mean it would make
I
sense.
Got an
super
idea.
Force,
I got an
it would
idea
make sense that he was in a random. Dino season.
Well, that was like expanding on my idea because, like, if they're not gonna make him RJ, which is fine, don't make him RJ. I don't like that idea. I've never liked the idea of a ranger actor coming back to play not their ranger. For example, during Samurai, I really hated it that Rick Medina played Decker. I really hated that. I don't know why. Eventually,
yeah, I didn't like that.
Well, eventually,
he was better as Decker, though.
Yeah, eventually, I grew. You know, I liked him. I like Decker a lot, and I like Rick Medina, so, but I didn't like the idea at the time, because it just, so, it's, I don't know. Like I said, you can do that for Sentai, but it's harder to do it for Power Rangers.
Yeah, but even Sentai, I don't think they do it quite that often.
Yeah, not that
either,
often.
So.
Well, Kyoruja, for example, has a shitload of guests.
Yeah.
With this already.
But before that, I don't think they had done that since, like, Battle Kenya. Like, he came
well,
back
yeah, Bill,
and
Bill
played
Kaiser had a shitload of them.
Kyoru Gray was Boken Silver.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, there's only a couple.
And
but that's the
only
one that
seems like sister was Speed Ball, Becky Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But doesn't anybody want to hear my opinion on this?
We're letting you speak
right
now.
Go ahead, Adam.
Okay. I think that, you know, they're going to go into a pizza place, a.k.a. Jungle Karma Pizza, and he's just going to be, like, helping them, like, get a pizza and stuff like that. And it's just going to be, like, this, like, special nod to RJ because he won that whole Morphin Madness thing. And so it's probably going to be, like, their way of doing that. And, well, I know it's going to be kind of, like, impossible to do Ryan with Titanium Ranger from Lightspeed in any of this kind of randomness. But
you're joking, right? Yeah.
But RJ didn't win the Morphin Madness.
Well, he got the key.
He got a PMC exclusive key.
Yeah, he didn't win the Morphin Madness. He just got the exclusive key. That's it.
Oh, well, Adam.
There is no way in hell they would recreate that pizza parlor just to have a frigging cameo that no one would get unless you've been watching the show forever.
Who wants to hear my theory?
I do, Victor. Okay,
kind of like hybrid.
Okay. Here's what's probably happening. This is like 99% the probable thing. David Dayla whatever is shooting his own New Zealand whatever show like next door. And he was like, hey, they're shooting Power Rangers, let me go see. And Yoshi was like, holy crap, it's RJ. And everyone is like, who's RJ? And he the fanboyed, and he was like, can I get a picture? And then David went back to set.
Okay, wait. Okay, but that, yeah. I agree. That's totally true. That could totally work. But what about that weird like thing that Michael Tabor said? Did you see the picture? And then Michael Tabor commented on it?
What? I did not see it.
Michael Tabor's page, his fan page, commented on the picture of Yoshi and David De La Tour, and he said... Mm-hmm. He kind of looks like me, wink, wink.
And oh, well, in that case,
because it was a picture of David De La Tour. Yeah, it was a picture of David De La Tour. I mean, it was a picture of David De La Tour with Kiru Gray next to him. So, yeah. I don't know. This is crazy speculation.
Well, he was a hippie.
That would be interesting,
though. It will definitely be
interesting. I mean, as long as it was like...
Was that Amber going?
We'll see how it goes.
Yes. So yeah, there's nothing we can do with that.
Except we can see how it goes. Like, I mean, it can't be worse than anything else that's happened.
True. So okay, one more random thing to bring up. We did get a new, I believe, like chant or something, roll call thing,
catchphrase.
Yeah, whatever that's called. Dinosaur might ready to fight. So that was on the Times Square windows, I believe. So that might be their little thing. Like Rangers Together, Samurai. Whatever.
It is.
So,
yeah. I'll take that over Go Go Dino Charge.
No, I saw Go Go like, Dino Charge stuff. I saw pictures of like merchandise with Go Go Dino Charge, and so I'm certain that's a rough call.
Let's hope not, and let's keep the faith that it's unleashed the power. That would be great. Mm-hmm. Okay. One last thing about Dino Charge. If you are a toy collector or looking for your kids, whatever, the Dino Charger PAX Wave 1 is in stores now. That's how many were those? I already forgot. Five. They're the main five.
At least the main five.
Yeah, it's the main five, so you get their Dino Chargers, plus you get some extra Dino Chargers. So the first wave of those are already out on the shelves at Target, so look for those. And
they come in the cute little figures.
Yes, they come with those cute little dinos. I love them. I have them on display. I love them. They're so cute.
I can't wait.
That's like the best thing ever. Bandai America really was on par with that right this year because I was like,
yeah. You're doing good on the toys this year.
Good job, BOA.
I'm totally stalking my coworkers and like, put them out on the shelf now.
Do it.
I want to buy them all.
Also, the main five-inch figures were also found. I believe they were found at Toys R Us. I'm not quite sure because I'm not actively looking yet. So, but they're out. So if you're looking for them, go looking for them because
they're out.
So that was all of our Dino Charge news until next time. So
okay,
yeah. So here's some more Power Ranger news to discuss that's not specifically related to Dino Charge. We have some new faces added to the No Hate database and the No Hate cause in general. So Sean C.W. Jensen, who played Carter in Lightspeed Rescue, and who am I missing? Oh, Christopher Kamenly, who played Anos in
Space.
Yes, they both got new pictures today. Right. Are you all telling me again? So, they both released new pictures, and those are in the So if you're interested in, looking at those, you can go to the No Hate database under the Legacy database on morphinlegacy.com. But other than that, we got a lot of Sentai news, too. So that's why there's, like, Dino Charge news, Ninja news, Tokuger scans, a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. So let's talk about the Ninja scans first. What did we learn from these new scans? Besides the belt design.
Not much.
We got, we just got closer.
I think we
saw close-ups of
the
stuff,
Rangers.
But no.
Well, we do know some new information, I guess, at least. So we do know that Shiro Ninja is the little sister of Aka Ninja, so red and white. So yeah, learn the colors, people.
That's one less love story.
Aka is red, Shiro is white.
One less love story that possibly happened.
But there was a whole crap of...
We're all going to learn Japanese!
Super Ranger.
And there's still a Pink Ranger, yes. Love it. Momo Ninja. All right, so there wasn't a lot to learn from those scans, I guess. We, like I said, there was some more looks at the helmets and the suits and the belts, and that's about it. They still look really fantastic to me. I can't wait to see those come out. So, we also got some Tokyo Future scans. What's that?
Oh, nothing. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So something interesting we got from the Tokyo Future scans was we're going to see Tokyo Ichigo in black and a hyper
Tokugo.
Yeah. So, what? Okay.
I didn't see these scans.
I love Black Ranger.
So that is right as Tokyo 1 black?
Yes, okay. Here's what it is. Yeah, at first we thought it was the head who took over or whatever. But no, I like that suit a lot because it's sparkly. And you all know how I feel about sparkly things.
Perverted?
Perverted, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant perverted as in he was looking at women's skirts or something.
His shine was tarnished.
No. And then we also learned that Akira will be able to use the Hyper Resha. So that'll be interesting.
Hey.
Hyper Resha.
That's exciting.
Very nice.
They're pretty cool. I'm pretty interested to see Tokyo Ichigo black. That will be pretty cool. So, any other thoughts about the scans? You want to say anything, anybody?
That should be pretty cool. I was trying to be like...
All right, so that was all of the Tokyuger and Ninja scans. So, up next is the article I wrote about a week ago. And it was the most talked about topics of 2014. I've done these articles before in 2012 and 2013, so obviously I was going to do another one, and it did fairly well, so I wanted to get us talking about that a little bit at first. So there were so many things that happened this year, obviously those 21 moments, but I wanted to know, what did you guys think were the biggest, most talked about moments of 2014? You can say one that's on the list if you want, but Ray?
Well, you know that I love astronomy and all, and that scene really meant a lot to me, but the moment that I thought that made my 2014 is Judd Lynn coming back, because I really didn't really have any faith in Power Rangers anymore for being good because of 4 years of Zakor. So after I saw that Judd Lynn was on the character breakdown list, and the character breakdowns sounded somewhat original, and the plot sounded good, and we got an original villain, yeah, that made my 2014 Judd Lynn coming back.
I agree with that one as well. Mm-hmm. Victor?
Yeah, I agree. Dino Charge, yeah, I'm here.
Or Adam instead. Someone.
I'm talking. Can you hear me? I'm talking.
Victor, you go.
Can you hear me? So yes, you can hear me.
Yes, can hear you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this year was the year of. I'm talking. This year was the year.
Keep going. Go on.
Okay. This year was the year of Dino Charge. That was just, that dominated all the Power Rangers news. So I didn't care about no movie or anything. Dino Charge was amazing. But specifically, I gotta pay tribute to Sledge. Everything about that character sounds interesting. And of course, without Sledge, who knows where I would be. It's just so cool to see a character like that. And you know, yeah, Sludge, I'm excited for an original villain. He sounds cool.
Let's see here. I think that the whole us getting a super...
Right, Adam?
I think that us getting a Super Sentai DVD box is pretty badass and cool. I mean, we're now getting G-Ranger in... Or G-Ranger, my bad. We're getting G-Ranger in DVD format, and it's going to be coming to us from Shout Factory. So, yay. And also, I liked the fact that, you know, the ranger, that, like, little short from Funny or Die, I like how that dominated for a little bit. But most importantly, my personal experience for 2014 was my first time going to Power Morph Con. So, that was, like, a big one that stood out for me, personally. So, and that was everything I wanted in.
Okay, thanks, Adam. Okay, Amber, your moment. What do you think? All right.
Okay, so Dino Charge is, like, the hugest thing that I care about this year. So I kind of want to put, like, a little shout-out to Camille. Because, you know, we haven't had an African-American lady be a Power Ranger in quite some time. So I'm super excited about that. And, you know, just Dino Charge in general. And, you know, I'm just super pumped about that. And everything else can just kind of fall to the wayside for me.
So we would say who... Katie was the last African-American female Power Ranger. Mm-hmm.
From Time Force.
From Time Force. And that's a very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I will say it again. Camille Hyde made history. I don't care what people think of me when I say that. I don't care. I still think it's true. So, that's me. Anywho. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Especially because a black girl has never been a Pink Ranger before. And I think that's kind of a bigger deal than people are making it out to be.
Totally. And see, okay, those are my moments, since we're getting there, was, yeah, the Dino Charge stuff, the cast reveal, Camille Hyde, all that stuff, PMC, just so much stuff. Judlin. The Ranger was really good, Judlin was really good, is going to be good, we all are hoping, anyways. so many things. So if you haven't checked that article out yet, go to morphinlegacy.com, and it's right there, it's got a lot of likes, so check that one out, and comment with your top moment if you don't have one, or if I didn't use it, then yeah. All right, so that is all of our news for news, topics, hot topics, all that stuff. So we are going to go on a massive Tokuger reviewing spree right now. So we have three episodes of Tokuger to review, Tokuger 38, 39, and 40. So we're going to speed right through those for you. And I also real quick wanted to say I apologize for any audio issues going on. Skype hates us tonight. And is screwing with our audio. So it's classic when the audio is always screwed up, so thanks for pointing that out, Victor. Okay.
It's like old times.
It's like olden days. Alright, so let's start with Tokuger episode 38. So your thoughts and a what the fuck moment. Go ahead, Ray.
My favorite moment was seeing Detective Hikari again. That was a good throwback. And I really don't get why Noir was having to do, like, oh, I'm finding darkness that is of the best quality. And, like, we know, bitch, we know. We've seen you do this, like, 100 times. You don't need to explain every time. You're like, I need best quality darkness.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
Best quality darkness.
Yeah. And also the whole movie thing.
Well, I mean, I'm all... Save Red Darkness.
I mean, last season, yet Kira Richard had an episode about movie.
Yeah, it's going to be a running theme. We got a theme going. Victor, your moments?
They do it a lot.
Yeah, so about the movie thing, I went to film school, so this is right down my alley.
Oh, did you
and
go to film school?
Here's the thing. I did it, Jay. The Kyo Ryuger movie episode was amazing. This episode is not amazing.
I will
the
agree.
Monster plot is really weak because in the beginning they're attacked by a monster and it runs away. And instead of nobody decides to chase it down except Hikari, who's barely interested in it, they're all just like, hey, let's make a movie. And I'm like, no, there's a monster out there. These are like the – granted, they are kids now, and maybe their dumbness might make more sense on retrospect if you rewatch the series knowing that they're kids the whole time. But they're just dumb. Why don't you go out and fight a monster? That being said, I did like the monster attack where it just shot a bunch of CGI crap at them with, like, aliens and tanks and dinosaurs. That was pretty
cool.
Odd.
Cool. I agree. I like that.
And I hate Detective Kendama. I just hate Hikar. I don't know why. I just, ugh.
I don't really get that either, but I really wanted to like it at the end, but oh well.
Mm-hmm.
So can I say something else about the episode? Oh, we saw G-Rex. We saw, is that confirmed that we're going to get another MMPR Ranger in Tokuger adaptation?
Yes. Rocky's coming back. Rocky is coming back.
Ugh,
yeah, that's okay. Right. all right, Amber?
I don't know
like it is kind of a fluffy episode. So I mean, it's not like it really moved the plot at all, really. Anyway, but I always love it when people are in drag. Like, it's my favorite. Like, every season. Like, I don't care. Put someone in a damn dress. And I'm just really glad it's Akira and Tokashi. Like, those are my favorites anyway. So put them in the dresses. Yeah. And I really like the security guard is actually, he's a veteran. He was, I think, the suit actor for, I want to say, I'm thinking, like, is way back. Like,
Flashman?
I can't remember. It's pretty old. But it was kind of cool that they nodded back to him. I love it when they have cameos from like old stud people, you know. And I mean, and my favorite parts are Kagura in the mustache. Like she's wonderful.
Okay.
Like, and I love that this was kind of like her little lead off episode. She doesn't get very many, and so I kind of liked that about it. So,
Adam.
Let's see. I really liked, this was one of the funnier episodes that Took Teacher had to date for me. So definitely, I liked most of everything in the episode. It was kind of crazy and I really enjoyed it.
Okay, here's some of my stuff. I've been really analyzing the Tokuger monster design since the show started. And I don't know why I have, but I've just, the most part, I've enjoyed them. However, this one, what was his name? Director Shadow? Or
Film Shadow.
Film Shadow.
Film Shadow, thank you.
Film Shadow.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of this monster design at all. I felt it was really lazy, to be honest.
It was.
They kind of just threw it together. Like, oh, yeah, here his body will kind of look like a film strip, and then, you know, he's got, like, canisters for arms, and I'm like, okay, that's dumb.
There's not really, like, a cohesive design for these monsters, except for, like, the Shadow Town monsters, which are all based off of chess pieces.
What else? I really loved when Kagura was directing the scenes and like Amber was saying how she made them dress up in drag and whatever, and how cute was Akira Kitty? So cute.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, that was so cute.
That's the bae.
Tokuger is well known for having the men in drag because they've done it so many times. So that's probably what will be remembered for.
One last moment, I guess, that I wanted to talk about. Where was it? What did I say? Oh, there was this part when the Tokugers met the actors that were going to be in the movie, and like they got really excited, like, oh, sign my notebook or whatever, and then Wright was like, oh, sign my shirt.
I was like, I shared that in my notes.
Okay, because that was really funny to me. I was like, okay. Any other comments about 38?
Nope.
Yeah, it was kind of like a filler, kind of just moving on up.
It's kind of fluffy.
Yeah, I know I've said this like in every episode where we review a Sentai, but this is the filler before shit goes down.
Well,
that's what I've been saying.
And this is very true because as people who watch Sentai, or lately watch Sentai, you would know that the Christmas episodes are normally when shit goes down. So, which
that's
is cool.
Jason, definitely.
Yeah, I really think that's cool that the Sentai does that because for Power Rangers, we just get a fluffy clip show for Christmas, while in Japan we get like shit hit the fan. So that's what 39 and 40, and I believe it leads into 41 too, so we'll get into that next time. But so let's moving
like
on
a Christmas trilogy.
Yeah, it was like a three-parter, I think. Well, not really, but you know, it was an overarching story.
Well,
so
the next one's gonna be
not Go Busters.
Well, yeah, I mean, Go Busters had a really good story for Christmas. Okay, so let's moving on to Tokuger 39. And this was the one with the Grave Shadow monster. So, Ray, Shadow.
Oh my gosh. I loved this monster so much. It's probably my favorite monster this season. Shaky, shaky, shaky. Shaky, 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 wipey, wipey. Also, I love that this monster brought back old monsters. I know it's a way to be like, oh, we can save some money by not making new suits, but I like seeing old suits come back and they're like in multiples. It's really good, and I really enjoy this kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
It's also a way to do a clip show very easily. You're like, oh, hey.
Let's remember the stuff we did previously.
That was actually cool. What they did with the flashbacks in this episode, they actually just
handled them very well. The monsters they chose were kind of like important to the plot. Like the first episode monster, the first monster that Akira took on, and the first monster that oh, we're friends now. I'm like, yeah,
all everything's about Akira.
Significant to the plot.
Everything's about Akira.
All right, speaking of, now we got to get to the bad shit. I didn't like Z. I'm getting tired of Z being all broody. And I kind of felt like the Tokugis were kind of dumb by not taking advantage to Graveyard Shadow, sucking up a lot of darkness. I mean, the more darkness he sucks up, the less powerful the Shadow Line will be in the future. But hey, they're kids. I guess they don't really think before they act.
Apparently.
Yeah, and the Tokugers being broody too. I'm like, oh, Akira, blah blah blah. I'm like, get over it. I'm getting tired of the broodiness and the sadness. Okay, I'm done.
He's Ohana, Ray.
Well, okay. This was the thing that I enjoyed about the episode was that those feels towards Akira, and that's because 39 and 40 are both like that, where you're just kind of like, oh,
I know, but I mean, I kind of felt like they did it a little too much.
Yeah, that first part was a little drawn out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Plus, I don't like that he changed his outfit.
Back to the old Trent. Jacket throwback.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'm into mine, so here we go. What else? Oh, I said that already. I said everything pretty much. Oh, I did like I don't know what they're going for here. Like symbolism or something, but I really liked when anything that had to do with Greta and Zed had to do with the feathers. Did you ever notice that? Like there were white feathers all over the place.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird.
I mean, that has to do with them too, but. I
don't know what it has to do with Greta, though.
Yeah, I feel like she has the wings on her back.
Oh, yeah, she does have wings.
So I think they're, like, going for, like, an angel theme, maybe. Like, not, like, ghost age or angels, but, like, angels. At least that's what I'm getting the vibes of.
See, that father of Noir sucked up was a good guy. Remember that when Noir said, oh, I took my husband's power.
Oh, yeah. Like,
oh, maybe he's a good guy.
That would be...
What? Victor? Or not?
Yeah, I barely remember this episode. Ray did just remind me about everything. I did like seeing old monsters come back. That is always kind of a nice treat, especially because in Kyoryuger, we... We're kind of spoiled because, like, the Extinction Trio, they came back, like, every 10 episodes, so we were used to seeing the same suits. But Tokugyo, we haven't seen any of these suits since they were destroyed, so that was kind of cool. That was a little weird. And I don't even remember much about how this ends. Like, I know we're going into the whole Akira is turning on them thing. And, you know, that's more to be talked about in episode 40. The monster was weird. I remember that. But, yeah, Noir's plan with collecting darkness, the villains this season are just, like, they're just so, like, I don't even know what they're doing. Like, what do they need? Like, they're trying to rule the world or whatever. Like, it's just weird. Like, has the Shadow Line been around forever? Like, what's the backstory? But like, where'd they come from? Where'd the Rainbow Line? Like, I'm just saying,
about this is the characters had too, the villains for character had too much backstory, and I feel like the Shadow Line has no backstory whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. We might get a little bit more revealed because at the end of 40, well, when we talk about 40, you know, they revealed a certain piece of information. So hopefully we'll get more of that kind of information. Amber, your thoughts?
I'm still actually writing my review for this as we were talking, but it's Akira feels like. I mean, he's my favorite.
Me too.
So, you know. Like, I got so mad because like he finally gets the stupid jacket on from the opening credits and then boom, it's fucking gone the next episode. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Well, like, I mean, he didn't wear that jacket, but he did wear that wife beater for, like, 20 episodes. I'm not complaining.
And I'm okay with that. Like,
they had the jacket before. Like, it's not totally brand new.
But he only wore one episode.
It feels like that because we've seen in the opening for, like, 20 episodes.
Yeah, like, it's been in the
a few episodes ago.
But there he hasn't
randomly a few weeks ago about like, that.
Yeah, that was the first time he had worn it on the show, like actually show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he's only been wearing it in the opening sequence until the 38, and then that was the first time we actually saw it on him. Or was it 37? It was the one where that they got separated. But I don't know, it just made me sad. Just a lot of sad. But I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm interested to see, you know, where the whole where that's like Zed and Greta is gonna play out. Like that's, I think, the most intriguing thing for me right now. Like,
all I have to say is that like, that better lead somewhere good, because they've been stringing us along with that storyline the whole time, and I'm just gonna Adam is here. Maybe no. Okay. Maybe not.
All right, yes, I am.
39. Your thoughts?
Let's see. My thoughts were, I'm like that Akira's starting to like go against the Rainbow Line, everything that he's loved and cherished. The reason why he left the shadows and stuff like that, all to be a part of this plot. It's kind of crazy to me. I think I have like more feels for episode 40, which we're gonna be doing next. But like the transformation at the very, very end of 39, pretty much book volumes, when Akira when he changed and after coming out of the Darkliner, like how he did, that was kind of like the start of the eclipse, if you will, of like his falling from grace ish kind of a deal. If you catch my drift.
I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I like to say Akira was falling from grace in this episode. Ungracefully.
Well, it kind of has no choice. If we're, you know. Okay, so any last thoughts on 39 before we get to the epicness of 40? Anyone else?
I'm good.
Good.
Let's just move on ahead.
Moving on. All right, so our last episode of Future for this year, actually, is to Future 40, which was really good. I actually watched this today, so I'm fresh. Mm-hmm. I'm fresh.
Me too. I watch all three episodes today.
Yeah, so I'm going to go first, and I'm going to talk about my moments first. My favorite part, I think, like I said earlier, when it has to do with Christmas, like, shit goes down during Christmas in Sentai, and I like that a lot. So whenever they involve Christmas in attacks or whatever, because I remember that, Akira, like, hit right or something, and he struck him with whatever, and he flew into the Christmas tree, and the Christmas tree just went everywhere. That was great.
That was some serious shit right there. I was like, snap.
You know shit is serious when you're flying into Christmas trees, okay? So I liked that moment. The whole trick that Zed tricked them into thinking he was Akira.
That was genius.
Genius. I didn't see that coming at all, seriously. I was like, oh, shit! Because I seriously was here watching it, and I go, oh, shit! Because it was a
shiny like my jaw dropped.
Yes. And my last note I had was that the castle terminal rose from the ground, and it was revealed that it was, spoiler alert, it is their town, the Zippolipolides
Shore.
Yeah, Zippolipolides Shore. And that was the end of the episode. So I don't think 41 has been subbed yet, but
it has.
No, nope. But the Raws are out, so it should be out within by at least next week.
So I'm actually really excited to see. I'm really excited to see where this goes. I don't watch the Raws.
Because I don't know Japanese.
I don't know Japanese.
I would like
either.
To know what people are talking about.
Yeah.
I can make it. I could pretty much like sense what they're making to say and convey.
Yeah, but I'd rather know what they're saying.
But not really.
All right.
I don't want to judge what they're saying based on body movement. My best moment
this was the villain stuff, especially all the fighting in the castle. That was amazing. The fight choreography was on point. Like you said, Jay, I liked to see using the Tokius Exchanger. It came out of nowhere, and the reveal was awesome. Also, the reveal of Castle Terminal being the Palladian Shore, whatever the hell it is, that was amazing, too. Also, my theory of Z being a kid that the Tokijers knew is kind of growing more canonically, because why, out of all the places, would Castle Terminal be in Palladian Shore if it wasn't that Z was probably the kid, a kid that they knew? Because it makes sense.
I'm sure there's a reason.
Okay, my bad.
What if he was Tokati's brother?
Why Tokati's brother?
Well, because they got turned into adults, so maybe they reversed ages or something. I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like that would be interesting. Like, that would be like a supreme.
That was the Rio Nike. I didn't look anything like me.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah,
that's true. Exactly.
Well, also, okay, my bad. Akira didn't really come off as like a defector, so I kind of didn't really believe that he was a defector, even though we knew he wasn't a defector, is because he promised Schwartz. Also, I didn't get why the Shadow Line was growing weaker during Christmas, because the Tokijers are broodier than ever in this episode, so they should be getting shit ton of darkness from them.
They explained that back in 39.
Yeah, wasn't it because like Christmas so bright,
cheer.
Full of cheer, and that's why?
And imagination, since
when is anybody happy at Christmas time?
This is a kid's show, remember?
The holiday season. I know, but still.
But kids are happy, and, you know, kids have really strong imagination, so those kind of influence, you know, everything. Especially in Super Sentai.
Wasn't it established that the Tokijers have, like, the biggest imaginations ever, so them being, like, sad and stuff shouldn't have strengthened the Shadow Line a little bit?
But when the episode first started, though, they were happy. Like, when 39 started, they were happy, and that's when they were talking about, like, the drought of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I, you know, like, I'm just buying that. I'm like, okay, imagination. All right. We've explained much more with that, so.
Imagination.
Alrighty, well, I'm done with my stuff.
Amber, did you want to expand?
Yes. I'm not gonna lie, like, I did get really misty-eyed because of the whole thing. Because I saw where Akira was coming from, like, you know, he didn't really see himself as a Tokijer, like, he sees himself, like, separate from that, even though he technically is one. You know, the kids are themselves, are their own separate entity. And so I think, like, everything he did, like, he was doing for them because he didn't feel like he deserved to be a part of them. But he still wanted to protect them like he was protecting the rainbows because, you know, he's protecting them, they're the rainbow.
And that's why I really like his story.
Just exactly.
He doesn't have much of a backstory, but just his story from
none of the Tokijers really have a backstory that's, like, unique.
Well, yeah. But Akira's storyline is interesting, really interesting to me. So that's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, and then, you know, Kitty Cat, like, that was a nice little nod, him and the kitties. Like, I will always be excited when Akira touches a kitty cat. Like, it just brings joy to my heart.
I like how really needed it. The same one every time.
I don't know.
No. This is a different one, because I think this was a long-haired cat, and the previous one was a short-haired cat. Because I pay attention to that kind of thing.
Of course.
Like, shit was getting so real.
Shit got so
real. And then, like, with Zed and Greta, like, that too, like, that was finally coming to a little bit of a head. And I really want to know, like, what will happen if she does get separated from Zed. Like, I want to, like, I know something big, but I want to know what.
Yeah, because she's,
like, I'm interested now.
She seems to be worried about that.
Maybe he'll, like, overflow in darkness because she is the light within him. So maybe if she gets this, maybe he'll be, like, super powerful with all this darkness.
Well, maybe isn't that? Didn't we see another form of him, of Zed, like later on?
We did. I think there was a scan in the next to the Tokyo-Jir Black had like Z in a different form. So maybe that's what. Maybe that's his powered up form or something, or whatever the powered up form he has after he defuses from Greta. So who knows?
Super Saiyan Zed.
Well, we got Super Saiyan Troy, so.
It's only logical.
All right, so
ultimate form.
Victor, your thoughts?
This episode was amazing. There is not enough soap in my house to clean the shit off the fan. There's just so much all the stuff quote. With
listeners quote all the stuff with
all the stuff. Zed and Gretchen Schwartz is amazing. I'm surprised we've all theorized that she was going to like, you know, cocoon and become like some sexy adult form, but I don't think they're going to do it. I think it's just going to be the same.
That ain't happening. There's costume. Like 6 episodes left.
I mean, I really wanted that to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen.
So that's cool. And I wasn't super believing that Akira was like evil, you know, he just seemed like he was just kind of, I don't know. That performance wasn't, I don't know. I will say the switcheroo with Zed and Tokyo Rokugo, I totally saw that coming. Just because of the way it was like so obviously, like he didn't power down right away and he wasn't talking. And I was like, all right, something's up. And plus Zed was like eyeing the morpher the whole time. However, the reveal that Plaizuan Shore was their castle, that totally floored me, and I had no idea. That
Yeah, he did. It's Pleiades.
Everyone else said it wrong. Pleiades.
I'm like, I don't know. Like, what is it? Like,
say
I'm,
it with me, children. Pleiades.
Pleiades. Yeah, it's the Pleiades shower.
Pleiades.
Well, I still can't say the Parasolophalophosaurus or whatever the hell, however the hell you say that.
You want a Pleiades nuts? That's what you remember that.
Okay, I call Johnny T Johnny Zakutor, so it's my thing to mispronounce people's names as Kyoryu Jermecha.
Well, I like Johnny Zakutor because we need to be.
Yeah, fun. Like I'll take that because everything's better with Kyoryu Jermecha.
No, so. You can't do that because that makes fun of, you know, the Zord that's going to be piloted by, you know, Michael Tabor, and it's
not called
no.
Zakutor here. It's called.
I think Michael Tabor is the purple.
He's the Velociraptor.
Excuse me, okay. The Raptor Zord.
The Raptor.
Yeah. So.
All right, so. Adam, closing thoughts on 40.
Oh my god. Okay. Around like episode 30, I was, or like around the like time when they were exploring like their backstory, stuff like that. Like when they went deep into the memories and stuff like that, right before you saw President Rainbow Bunny, and everything. Like, I kind of, like, had this thought, like, maybe where the castle is, that's, like, their town. And, oh, my God, when I saw that today, and I was like, oh, my God, what the fuck? I was like, yes. It was, like, everything and more. I was like, my headcanon came true. I kept it to myself because I was like, okay, that's a crazy thing. If I said it out loud, everybody would say, hell no. So I kept it to myself. I do keep things to myself, but I was like, oh my god, it's the tree. The tree is real. And then again, like with Zed, like when Zed was Tokyo Rokugo, I was like, oh my snap. And then when you saw him like untransform inside the Russia, I was like, ah! I was like, and then it was like Reddit comes out, and I was like, okay, that's awesome that it comes out because, you know, he's within all the light, so he's, like, in the pureness of light, so therefore he can't exist, so therefore Greta's there. So that was, like, perfect. I got that, and I was like, oh my gosh, but this episode, I was like, I actually clenched my hands into the couch while I was watching. I was like, yes,
well,
give me more,
I know it's a good episode.
Clutched your pearl necklace.
If I actually gasp while I'm watching a show, then I know it's good.
I was like,
what?
Make really exaggerated faces. You're like, say what?
Nani?
Okay.
Like that.
Okay, now all we need now is for them to form the the Taizen O thing, and I'll be like, yes, please just shoot the castle, destroy the castle at this point. Because once that
castle's
gone,
their town.
Girl.
The castle
no,
should
but
be
the
in
castle...
Megazord.
No, but the castle oh, is sad. The emphasis of the of the shadow line. So if they could get rid of the castle, I have a feeling once they get rid of the castle, everything will be like back to normal.
Yeah,
so
they should start blowing up castles
need...
and shit.
But the
yes,
castle needs to be a Zord so Jay can buy it.
No, so I was like, yeah, okay, the castle terminal
no,
needs
Jay
to be a Megazord so I can buy it.
Basically.
Immediately.
Jay?
Shut up and take my money.
Just hey, like honey. Wagon needs to be a Figuarts so I can buy it.
I would totally buy a Wagon Figuart.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I would punch a baby in the face for a Wagon Figuart.
There's no way in hell they're adapting that character.
Why does a baby have a Wagon Figuart?
I still want the puppet or the ticket puppet.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I would like one of those.
I mean, importing didn't stop me. I imported all the Kyoryugers, so
I freaking imported the Lauren figure, and that was annoying. Get me started
yeah.
on that.
Didn't you pay like $40 for that?
Yes, it feels like a $10 figure. I paid $40 for it.
Mm. Wow. Well, it was worth it, I guess.
They saw me coming. Okay,
it's
so
it's not every day where you have female in.
True. Any last thoughts on Tokuger 40?
Me.
I'm good.
You're good? We're good.
Four episodes should have been like that.
So yeah, so Tokuger Station 41 looks like it's shaping up to be the conclusion of the Christmas trilogy, I guess. That is going to be pretty good. So I'm excited for that episode. I was a little behind. I watched 3 episodes in a row today. So I was a little behind, but I'm pretty excited now. The story's picking up, so that's good. And the Ninja's coming soon after that. We're here on the stretch.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
41. We're
so
in the last. How many episodes for Tokuger? Do we know? 48? 50?
It's probably going to be 48.
Yeah, probably.
It looks 46.
I mean, it's gonna end in February. So
was it 46?
I thought it stopped 46.
Like,
somewhere.
I thought like wasn't it super shorter than normal or something?
Yes, 46 would be a super short Sentai.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, because usually
be
like 48
is
the general shorter. I don't think they've done shorter than 40.
I could see 40. I could see 46. Is
yeah,
that what 46. You meant? Yeah, 46.
Yeah,
46 is totally doable.
46 is too short though.
You think so?
No, like
they're gonna okay. If
well,
that was like
that's shorter.
I know, but still,
hold on, I'm gonna look
48 episodes for Kyoruger. I mean, Dino Charge is gonna be
well,
Dino Charge is gonna be. It's gonna that's gonna hurt Dino Charge a lot. They're gonna have to adapt some episodes that don't really seem adaptable.
Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff they don't have to use, but they probably will anyways because they hate us.
Yeah, they're gonna
Original episodes not taken from the Sentai. Oh my god, did I just say
yeah,
something?
Yeah, right. And then hell froze.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they also probably need like
money.
Monsters.
Ah, he said it. He said his quote. You did the thing, Victor.
Yes, Victor did the thing.
They only have 42 listed on the wiki so far.
Oh, well, the wiki humor. Okay, so.
Yeah, it's old. That was the first thing I could get to.
That was the last time we reviewed Tokuger for this year, guys. It's exciting.
Yeah!
All right, so let's moving on to a random little discussion we're going to have real quick. Last episode, we did the which of the finales were the best because it was our finale episode because of Super Mega Force. But I thought we all thought we should talk about our team-up episodes and whatever. So let's just talk about that real quick.
Definitely staying awake for this one.
Oh, good.
Good.
Make sure you pop that no-dose, buddy.
Mm-hmm. All right,
five-hour energy.
What was your favorite team up? And I'll go in the loop.
And why?
And what? Okay, fine. Why? Go ahead, Ray.
My favorite team up is the one between Ninja Storm and Dino Thunder, Thunderstorm. It has like one of the best unmoored fights ever between a brainwashed Ninja Rangers and the Dino Rangers. Oh my gosh.
Agreed.
That is just an awesome moment. I just love that team up so much.
Amber?
Can't remember the title of it right now. I think it's the SPD, one of the SPD ones where it's like the no one gets inside circle.
No one gets
like,
inside.
That's my favorite thing ever.
Really?
Yeah. Or I'm going to say Ninja Turtles.
Oh my gosh,
what is wrong with you?
I was like, Ray might have to hurt you.
I just got a Ninja Turtle target dog for Christmas today. I'm pretty in a Ninja Turtles, okay?
Hashtag dead.
Hey, you know what? I I still like Venus. I don't care what anybody says. I like female Ninja Turtles. I don't give a fuck.
Hashtag, I used to play Power Rangers versus Ninja Turtles growing up, so that was like exactly everything I was into at that point in time of life. Yeah. So.
Victor.
Reinforcements from the Future was amazing. Not only did it balance the returning cast and the current cast perfectly, it also like gave backstory and explained things and worked as an epilogue for Time Force with Rancic's whole story and everything, and more stuff with Jen being amazing. I will ask because where did she come from? But other than that, it is just perfect.
Well, she was pulled out of Rancic's leg, like one of his swords.
Let's see. Mine is the non-existent episode that featured Overdrive and Mystic Force. I'm kidding.
Hey, well, that would have been a cool Sentai episode. That was a cool Sentai episode, so they could have done something with that, but they didn't.
But no. Mine, I will have to stick to The Last Galaxy, Last Lightspeed Rescue team up, which was Trukina's Revenge.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I know that other people hate. No, you shouldn't be surprised with this one. But
everybody hates.
The only reason that Adam likes that episode is because
Ray,
the Omega Megazord has the lights of Orion.
Shut up, Ray. Really? I would like to say this. Thank you, Ray.
Continue.
No, you said everything that I was going to say.
Yeah, see?
Go sleep, Adam.
That's the only reason he likes the episode.
Well, no, I was going to say it in a different way, but, you know.
Well, you said it in a different way because you guys were talking over each other.
Didn't focus. I love all the scenes where the Lost Galaxy Rangers don't have any focus and all the focus is on a little girl.
Kendrick's just alive for some reason.
My eyes were after.
Somebody read some comic books.
Like, yes, yes, I get the reasoning. Okay, so... Really? My favorite team-up is Reinforcements from the Future, but Victor pretty much said everything I wanted to say, so I'm just going to say Rangers of Two Worlds, because that's my second favorite, because the team-up between Zeo and the Alien Rangers, and obvious reasons why I love that. Also, greatest monster ever created. So that's mine. Okay, so let's talk about the worst team-ups. Ray? What was the worst?
I think Ray already talked about one of the worst.
Well, yeah. Trukina's Revenge is one of the worst. Also, History.
Isn't it just Ninja Turtles?
History from SPD is one of them that was just, it makes the SPD Rangers treat the Dino Rangers like shit, and you should never do that in a finale. Also, Once a Ranger had a lot of problems, too. That was really bad. Yeah. I mean,
the best part about Once a Ranger. Was Adam when Adam talked shit on Tommy. That was my favorite.
Yeah, also
worth watching the whole episode 4.
So question. My least favorite team up, I want to know if it counts as a team up, because my least favorite is A Friend in Need, that 3-part crap fest from 1995.
That counts.
Okay, good.
That counts.
A Friend in Need, the whole crap
show.
I mean,
Clash counts. Shellshock counts.
Okay, with Masked Rider. That still makes me throw up to this.
Yeah, and sure, Bleach the rest of you.
My God, Furbus.
Hey, don't insult Furbus. There's a lot of people who listen to this show that love Furbus.
Hail Furbus. Yeah. Okay, hail Furbus.
That's
Lord. All I'm saying.
Okay, worst team up. Amber, did you go? Did you say yours?
Let me think. Hold on. I don't really know. I don't really have a least favorite. Like, maybe all the missed opportunities that are, you know, like, we could have had an SPD Mystic Force team up. That probably would have been funny. But.
Hey, Piggy was in the dumpster.
Yeah, Piggy was in an episode of Mystic Force, so I guess that counts as a team up.
I guess.
Basically. But I also agree with history too, because like I really hated that they treated the Dino Rangers like shit, because those kids were fucking rad.
Yeah,
I mean, and I was like, back off.
Victor,
those were my babies.
Victor, worst?
Me? Mm-hmm. Legendary Battle, because obvious reasons.
Yeah, I guess
it wasn't
counts.
A battle.
That counts.
Yeah. But I mean, His Legendary Battle had some good moments, so I can't really hate it that much.
Yeah, but it also was a Megaforce episode.
Again, they were... Here we are talking about Super Megaforces again. This stupid Ghost Sager suits, that was BS, but...
I just want to get one to set it on fire.
Listen to the prior episode if you want to hear about
it. Yeah, well, I'm tired about bitching about Super Megaforce. Adam, worst?
My worst... I guess it would have to be... I didn't really think about a worst. I just know my best. The worst, I guess, would have to encompass anything that dealt with Operation Overdrive to me. So I guess Once a Ranger, if you count that as a team-up episode. Yes, it featured the anniversary.
Six different teams.
Yeah.
But yeah, what really threw me off with Once a Ranger was the fact that they didn't have the real music for Adam, and they didn't have the real Morph sequence for Adam, even though that Disney bought all the rights to that, they still didn't use it, so that was a big letdown in the end of things. But the
Morph, the original Mighty Morphin Morph, is just them holding a Morpher, and that's it. It's not like it's anything cool.
It's super shitty quality.
Yeah, they didn't have the whole lightning... They didn't have the whole Black Lightning in the background with him holding the Morpher. They just had, you know, this, like, prehistoric, like, background out of absolute nowhere that actually didn't match the power that he had to begin with. They wanted to do something like that. They would have done the Macedon that actually... Macedon was rising in the Ice Age, per se. So, if they really wanted to do something like that, they could have done that, but they didn't. They did some sort of volcano thing, which was more reminiscent to a Red Ranger. So, yeah.
It's reminiscent to Jew Ranger / Mighty Morphin in general, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, at least they tried to give it, like, flesh it out in a sequence, though, because, I mean, honestly, both Jew Ranger and Mighty Morphin just had, like, ooh, some flashy lights, and they're morphed.
Can you imagine seeing Kira, Xander, Tori, and who I'm missing, Bridge, morph, and then to see Adam with the 2 second morph from the original show? That would just look lame.
Yeah, seriously. I
mean, especially for video quality, too.
Always a chance in space. Adam had long-ass hair, and they used an old morph that wasn't even in the show. He'd have him look like short hair. I mean, that was really confusing.
All right. Anyways, so if you look at it, like, the morph that they used for Jason in Forever Red and the morph they used for Tommy in Forever Red don't match his hair length either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Zio has so Tommy has like the spiky hair, and then when you see him morph in Zio, he's got a ponytail.
Yeah,
don't match it at all, and it's all grainy and shit because it's like 8 years old.
Sounds like it. Forever Red was kind of a little bit of a shit show, so.
It was a shit show.
Okay, so last thing on the team-up.
When it came out.
What teams would you like to see team up that are like they aren't back-to-back seasons, so. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean, like In Space and Turbo. Not In Space. Why did I say that? In Space and RPM?
Yeah, something like that. Okay, Ray, what do you think?
I would like to see In Space team up with SPD, maybe. That would be a good and interesting team up, because they're both space kind of. SPD didn't really leave the planet, but they're both kind of like spacious, and it would be interesting to see those two team up, especially since they have space helmets.
Yeah. Victor?
I want to see Overdrive versus Megaforce, because they would kick Megaforce's ass.
No.
Oh, God.
Okay, I really want to ask that question on Morphin Legacy Facebook now, like, who would win Overdrive or
Do
Megaforce?
It. Do it.
Like Overdrive would quit before even one attack hits anybody.
But they would still win.
Megaforce, I'm a robot. The whole time.
Megaforce has Gia, and I think Gia would actually kick some ass before.
But she'd have one-liners going while she's doing it. It's time to kick some tiger butts.
Can't believe we're fighting it with the Legendary Rangers.
But are we going to include Orion too? Because I love that kid.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, he'd scream. That kid got the shaft. And Tyson would be like, "Former Curia."
And Orion's like, "Shut up, dude! Please."
Amber,
team up. I know I'm not going to get it, but I want Dino Charge, Dino Thunder, and Mighty Morphin.
You might get that.
I need it. I need it with every bit of my soul. I need it. And if I can't have that, I think it'd be funny to have Alien Rangers and Ninja Storm. Because well, technically they're ninjas.
You basically just stole my answer.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get a Kaku Ranger. Maybe we'll get a Kaku Ranger Hurricane in a ninja movie.
Oh my god, I would die.
I would like go. Considering the Hurricane just come back like a million times, so they'd probably come back.
I mean, pretty sure they could get Sasuke to come back. That guy loves coming back.
Adam?
I have like two answers for this one. I would like to see a Lightspeed Rescue and SPD team up. And I would like to see a Lost Galaxy and Mystic Force team up.
Lost Galaxy and Mystic Force.
Those are random. Mm. Why those two?
Be interesting to see. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. With Mystic Force, you have the Magi Staff. And with with Lost Galaxy, you have the Quasar Saber. So it would be the Saber. And then you got the rescue meet the police with the other one.
Hmm.
It would be kind of interesting.
Don't they all have the same elements, too?
Sort of.
Well, the elements don't really matter.
Because green Lost Galaxy was wind, and green Mist Force is earth, or forest, whatever.
But the elements don't really matter in Lost Galaxy.
Yeah, no.
Just mix the elements together, though.
They did it in Ginga Man, but they didn't in Lost Galaxy.
Yeah.
Okay, so any other non-traditional team-ups you want to talk about? Anybody? No?
How about Mighty Morphin and Operation Overdrive and Mighty Morphin Wins? Because dinosaurs?
Why don't it be all of the anniversary seasons versus each other? So it's more like, do Mighty Morphin versus Wild Force versus Overdrive versus... Wait, do we count Megaforce or Super Megaforce?
Let's count Super Megaforce.
That'd be fun.
Doesn't matter.
I like Orion better. Orion's better than the Robonite.
True. All right, so that was our lovely team-up discussion. So we wanted to do, up next, what we wanted to do was a holiday episode review, but we reviewed several of them in our first Christmas episode a year ago, and the others that we didn't want to. So, Ray...
Yeah, we're not doing alphabetical Christmas.
Ray, why don't
you tell us... I felt like you guys didn't pace yourselves.
Why don't you tell us about the Dino Thunder episode we're going to talk about? Just give us a test.
So, the Dino Thunder episode... What we are going to be talking about this very night is about, well, it's called In Your Dreams, which is pretty much just a fancy schmancy way of using Sentai footage that's too goofy to use otherwise. So one of them is based around Connor wanting Bonnie to go Christmas shopping, and one of the monsters is Christmas themed. So that's why we're reviewing this episode tonight.
And that monster is creepy as fuck.
Rudolph.
That is a scary monster. Uh-huh. I don't know how... lived that monster recently, but I was just like, So let's talk about Dino Thunder episode 33, In Your Dreams, if you're curious. If you want to, you know, talk with us in the comments or whatever, then you can pause this episode right now and go to Netflix and watch this episode so you can understand what the hell we're talking about or whatever. All right, so I believe we should let Ray go first since this was his pick.
Okay, like I said, this episode features a few monsters that, were too goofy for Dino Thunder, so they meshed it together to save money and to use clips. And this is a good way to use Sentai footage without having it be like a clip show. So I would like more things like this in the future if needed. Only if needed, but yeah. I loved, I liked that when everybody, all the other Dino Rangers are having monsters manifest from, like, things that are going in their lives currently. Like, Kira is doing something on reptiles, and Ethan is doing a report on monkeys, and Connor is worried about Christmas shopping. Tommy is having a dream about eating calamari, bad calamari. So yeah, I found that hilarious.
Tommy's having a dream about himself. Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm. I also loved seeing the Shiptoids. That was nice. One thing I didn't like, that it was kind of a cop-out that Trent didn't have an attack dream, but, you know, Sentai footage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy was not in very many episodes, unfortunately.
Also, my favorite line from this episode, I know this is not something we usually do, but I heard him. I was, like, laughing when I heard this one. Rudolph goes into the Triassic dimension, he says, "Ooh, let it snow!"
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I really loved that line. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. I'm just going to say some random notes that I wrote down. They're just thoughts. There's like five of them. I'm just going to say them. Okay, here's one. James Napier is terrible at hiding his accent. I just thought I'd tell
you.
Yes,
he is.
Yes, very much so.
But he was wearing a sleeveless jean jacket, and so that worked for me.
That does make up for it. Yeah, that was a trade-off. You either get sleeveless or accent. There is no in-between.
Mm-hmm. So I don't really remember this episode during both of my Dino Thunder rewatches.
It's right after the team up with Ninja Storm.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I don't remember it, but so it's kind of new to me. Kind of, I've seen it obviously, but I love Crocodile. I don't know why. I just do.
Oh my gosh, me too.
He's much more important than Abba Ranger.
Oh yes, definitely.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. One of my notes is, "Good Lord, could Connor's room be any redder?"
I also loved that everybody's room was like filled with their designation and ranger color. I'm like Kira's room is all yellow and Eden's room is all blue.
The music, the Deck the Halls music that, I'm sorry, what was the elf monster's name?
Rudolph.
That it was like Deck the Halls music. Deck the Halls was playing like creepily in the background. That was driving me nuts. And one last note, and I hope someone can answer this question, for I'm sure Ray can. They can send energy to each other in their dreams?
Guess so.
Was that ever established any other time besides that?
More or less transferring the Dino Gem energy to Connor, the Dino Gem's
energy into his body.
Yeah, that's kind of reminiscent.
That's how we went into Triassic mode.
Yeah, that's in Aqua Ranger, it's like Dino Guts, and they did that a lot.
For Connor to go into Triassic mode.
It just wasn't as blatant as that usually. Usually it was just to go into the super mode, kind of.
Because I was like, the hell? Anyways, that's mine. Victor?
God, why'd you make me watch this? Dino Thunder isn't like it's in the middle for me. I never watched it as a kid, really. And I tried watching some of it in college, and I got like halfway through. And then I was like, I liked it at the start because it feels the most like a different show in a good way, you know? Like, it feels kind of like Buffy, and it's really well, it's the best high school show we've gotten in the series. Like, I love the scene in the beginning where they're all, "Oh man, I gotta study for my test because being a ranger takes up like my life." You know, you never see people's lives being affected by being a Power Ranger. So that's cool. This whole dream thing, like, I do like creative ways to adapt Sentai episodes, but Jesus Christ. It just felt like a long, just nonstop clip show of, like, all this nonsense. And, like, just, ugh. And so, like, Elsa has camera feed of, like, the kids in their bedrooms. Why doesn't she shoot, like, a laser in their bedroom?
This is, like, every season, though.
I know.
So
I'm kidding.
Can't complain about this one.
You gotta purr on the kids.
Speaking of Elsa, the Netflix description says that this episode is about Elsa, infecting the dreams of Elsa. And I heard that, and I was like, what the hell does that mean? And I knew that Elsa was, like, a bad guy, but she was also pretending to be a good guy. So I was like, did Elsa possess Elsa the teacher? Is that what happened? But that's not what happened. It's just a weird typo, I guess. I was wondering why this was a Christmas episode, because it was random, and then it's only Christmas for the last 5 minutes. And Jesus Christ, yeah, Jay, that music was weird.
Would you rather watch Alpha's Magical Christmas and talk about?
I've never seen that, so
songs?
Maybe
it's terrible. No,
oh my God, you want to split your wrist? That's the movie to watch for Christmas.
Growing up, I loved I Dream of a White Ranger or whatever. So I would love to watch that. Anyway, I did not like in the dream effect they had like crazy like color dream fuzziness, you know? That was way too intense. Like only it was not good. So yeah, this episode pissed me off in many ways. I don't ever want to think about it again. You know, Thunderstorm's cool.
It angered the film student in you.
No, it just angered the person in me. Like, it just sucked.
Yeah, this is a better... It's better than friggin' one of the Neil Saban clip shows where they're just, oh, it's Christmas time, and oh, I remember this one time where it had nothing to do with friggin' Christmas.
I'm writing a letter to my sister who I thought was dead until just now.
And, this is a better way to burn footage and save money than that.
What's up with their... Okay, so their morphers are hidden in weird bracelet mode, and those are also their communicators, and Kira just, like, taps the gem and goes, Kira to Trent, and that's how she calls us dumb.
Yes.
I thought that was terrible, too, when she
they
did that.
They should have just kept the bracelet.
Oh, you shut up.
No, it's dumb. It is really dumb.
Okay, compared to the communicators.
No, because that's an actual watch, which works.
It's a watch, and how do you know who to communicate with? There's no little button. There's one button.
Alpha's the operator.
Like text. Like, you press the button, and then you say the name, and then it goes to that person.
So that's exactly what happened with the Dynamorpher.
But, yeah, but this is a watch. Like, it's a watch with buttons. This is just a bracelet with a crystal.
It's Dino Magic. Move on.
Okay, well, yeah, we can say it's Dino Magic. It's still dumb.
And, like, the communicator, you could say Alpha, like, you know, routed everybody's calls.
There's an operator.
Plus, I bet...
Operator Alpha.
They probably never expected a close-up of the communicators back in MMPR days, so they probably just thought, oh, weird gadget, nobody will know that maybe there's, like, a screen there and they select the person or whatever.
No, they made some specifically for up-close shots.
Well, then I don't know.
Wah-wah. It's like the radio watches, like, you know, and Get Smart and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you would just press it, and you were there was, like, a closed circuit. Only, you know, a certain amount of people could hear that certain frequency. That's what I think, anyway.
Yeah.
While we have you talking, Amber.
All right. I really like how Dino Thunder, like, reused a lot of Sentai footage in really creative ways, like, you know, Lost in Translation in this, because, you know, they used Crocovile, which was nice because he did play such a big role in Abba Ranger, and all of his interaction with Yellow was hilarious for me and a little creepy, and that was kind of fun to, like, actually bring that in and use it. I was trying to remember, like, exactly what happened with those particular monsters in each episode, but it's been a while since I watched those episodes. But I it didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. But I did think it was interesting. It was just very middle ground for me.
Mr. Adam, finish it off.
Finish her.
Let's see. I actually remembered this episode as I was rewatching it, and I was like, okay, I get it, and I understand there was sort of a mythos that went along with this episode, too, that I think nobody touched upon, was the fact that Elsa was like, oh, let's use the dreams to destroy the Rangers, because the Rangers could die if the Rangers get destroyed in their dreams, and I was like, I really like that mythos.
You just watching Nightmare on Elm Street and came up with the idea.
I don't think it was exactly a Nightmare on Elm Street kind of, oh my gosh, this is where I got the idea from kind of a thing. No, it was more along the lines of trying to teach sort of like a certain mythos to it, and I catch some of these things, and that's one of the mythos that I caught from watching this episode, and that's where
it was Nightmare on Elm Street.
mm-hmm. Oh, you made me spit.
unless you can find documentation on that, I'm not gonna.
About...
Yeah, unless you can find mythos from that, like the actual, they used Nightmare on Elm Street exclusively.
Another example. When Elsa fails and she's like all sly and she closing down her lamp. chop. Mezuka comes in back chop and says, "Now welcome to your nightmare."
I mean, come on, Adam.
Yeah, and then he totally inspired.
Come on.
Does Elsa die in the next episode because he eats her at the end or something? That was a weird ending.
No, that's their relationship. He's very abusive to Elsa.
He beats the shit out of her.
It's a very S&M dumb sub thing. Yes.
Well, right. Then.
Adam, did you have anything more to say?
No. I don't.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Who sent me that a second ago? Somebody said we had a question. Who was it?
Oh, that was Christina.
Okay, can somebody read it? Or no? Go ahead.
Hold on. It's on the Facebook.
Okay, well, let me introduce it. Let me introduce it while you're looking for it. Okay, so that was the end of our review of the random Dino Thunder episode, quote unquote Christmas episode. And so up next is the question segment, and we have one question. It's from our good friend Christina. And,
yep, aka Cultina.
Where's Rick?
That's exactly the question.
How do you
Is that the question?
Yep.
Wait. Let Adam read it. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Great. Hold on.
I have it. Can I read it?
Question for all. How do you plan on preparing for hashtag Roast Rick 2016?
Well, I think I really want to get shirts made. So, like, it would say hashtag where's Rick, and then, you know, say morphinlegacy.com underneath it. I think that would be hilarious. We should do that. We should all wear them. And then when we meet Rick Medina, we can take a picture with him with our where's Rick shirts on.
Like, we found him!
We found him! Yay! He'd be like, what?
Like, what the fuck do you guys mean? You all fucking nerds.
Well, okay, so, Ray, you plan on going to PMC in 2016, right?
Yes.
So what do you I mean, I know you only know you only know that by like stories. Yeah.
I just know that by secondhand experience, so I guess I'll just ask you guys what I should do.
What about Amber? Are you planning on going to PMC? What is that? 4? 5? 5.
5.
I want to, and I'm hoping to. It just depends on like what I'm doing, where I'm living, and like what my job is, if I can save money / make money and get time off. But ideally, yes, I want to go.
What about you, Victor?
Yeah, my like bank account just got hacked, so I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing next week, let alone in 2 years. I would love to, you know.
Are you sure you don't want to plan lunch with me in 2 years? Where we're going to go and...
Yeah, seriously. Like, to the site, friggin' Adam's planning lunch.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I would love to go with the modern GAFA team, you know, and I would love to meet everyone in real life and prove to Jay that I don't smell like Band-Aids.
It is really good to have a crew with you while you're there, I must admit. It was nice having a group of people with
you. An entourage, if you will.
Yeah.
I had an entourage, right, Adam? Mm-hmm. We had an entourage going on.
I was your entourage.
So that would be rad.
Which one's Johnny Drama?
Oh, the trailer came out today. You guys watch it?
No. That's random.
Okay. Anyway, it is random.
That's random.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, it would be cool to meet Aaron Cahill and... but, I mean, I'm not really a big celebrity meeting person. If they can get the guy who played the commander in GoBusters, that would be awesome, because then I could take a picture with Black Puma.
Oh, my God. That's about it.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know. You never know.
You never know.
I'm still crossing my fingers for maybe getting Nosan, though. That would be so rad.
Ugh.
To have Yoshi and Nosan together in the same room, I'd die.
Yoshi would die.
He would.
We would both be dying together.
Yeah,
we would die together.
Oh, my.
And then ASJ has to come and resuscitate you yet again.
Oh, I might fake That's a pass out.
Like, oh, no, I've caught a case of the vapors.
I'm gonna pull a Fey Ray and just be like, oh, yeah, the vapors.
Just stage dive into a pile of rangers.
Save me, ASJ. Oh,
I'm so weak. Oh, I've got weak ankles.
I didn't think of that when I met him a few weeks ago. I should have done that.
Oh my God. All right. Any more questions? We don't have any more questions, do we? No?
I think that was it.
I think it was kind of slow this week. Nobody asks any questions. Rude. Yeah. Everybody's going to have questions when we start.
Where the hell are you, Fred?
Yeah, Fred. Rude.
Jeez.
Fred.
Didn't he say he was behind? Catch up, lady.
We were off for a month. There's no excuse.
Oh, everybody say hi to Terry. Terry Trevino. Because I.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Terry.
He tweets.
He's a real homie.
He sends hello.
And, why didn't he ask a question then?
I don't know why he didn't ask a question. Why did he
get that on that, Terry?
He usually does ask a question, so I don't know why. Maybe next time. Episode 56, perhaps. All right, so that's it, I guess. What up next is Plug It In, Plug It In. So if you have projects to plug, you may go. Ray?
You can follow me on at ChatterRay22. You can follow me at YouTube at ChatterRay22. You can follow me on Tumblr at ChatterRay22. Like my Facebook page, Ranger Enemy Number One. And if you would like to see more of my thoughts about team ups, you can check out my article about me critiquing team ups on morphinlegacy.com, and you can also check out the databases because they're done.
Yeah.
For now,
Victor.
The Modern Gaffa is on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Tumblr. That's Modern GAFA. Ray and I just did an episode of the Digimon Rewatch where we talked about Digimon versus Power Rangers. That was a lot of fun. I have my end of 2014 hashtag the year of the Gaffa article up. It's this long retrospective about the greatest year of my life. Thanks to the people in this room. Thank you very much for inviting me on your show. There's all kinds of other crap like that. If I get Twitter to 100 followers before the end of the year, we got a big box of crap I want to give away.
Yay, crap.
And yeah, look forward to 2015 is going to be better. So if you want some crap, follow me on Twitter, at The Modern Gaffa.
In more ways than one.
Adam?
Yes, you could follow me at For Love of Rangers on Facebook and on Tumblr. If you're doing it on Tumblr, there's dashes in between each word, .tumblr.com. As well as you can follow me on Twitter, at underscore, oh wait, not underscore, there is an underscore in it, at Fury underscore Crimson, there we go. And if you just want to follow my personal being, you can follow me on Facebook, try to stalk me there, or stalk my personal Twitter account, which is at AdamAV1. Pretty much Instagram me to death. That's fine. It's just my first and last name, which is in my Twitter. But other than that, enjoy. I'm going to be the Facebook page for the Love Rangers turns 3 in February. So there's going to be some pretty awesome graphics for that coming up. I've got a graphic person that's helping me out with such feats. So
who is it?
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. I'm not telling anybody. But yeah, there's gonna be some graphics for that for the third birthday, and also in the month of February there's gonna be a Ranger retrospective too. It's gonna be pretty much one Ranger for 20 days. So you're going to get a Ranger a day for 28 days. And it's going to be my top 28 Rangers.
Good times.
For February.
Great oldies. Amber?
All right. You can follow my reviews at morphinlegacy.com. And I am also on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, at Pan of the Pan, and then also facebook.com/pan2dapan.
Wait. Did you say that you're a Sentai reviewer, or did I miss that?
Yes, she said
My reviews. I didn't say Sentai particularly, but...
Okay, sorry. I didn't know if I heard it or not.
But I do Sentai. I do Sentai at Morphin Legacy.
Yay!
Yes, she does.
Yay! She does. Gotta bring up the lady quota up at Morphin Legacy, you know?
Yeah, we are... Gotta be more ladies. You're the only woman who works for Morphin Legacy. So, yeah.
I'm a one-woman show, damn it.
It's a bunch of gay guys running a website, pretty much.
Lots of gays and one lady.
And one lady.
Gays and a lady.
just a quick throw out for our boy Cody, who is not here. So if you want to subscribe to his channel, what is his username? TokuFan555?
Correct. YouTube.com/user/TokuFan555.
Yeah. So
you can follow him on Tumblr at somethinghotwing.co.vu. And You could pretty much just stalk him everywhere on Twitter at Hot Wings Briscoe. And yeah, he likes stalkers. So he's like more into it than me. So
be extra creepy.
Yeah, be extra creepy toward Cody. Mm-hmm. And also, if you want to know, Cody totally went totally platinum blonde recently. So you should really follow him and because he looks like Eminem now.
And he'll never listen to this either. So yeah, we can talk all the shit we want about him. He'll never listen to this episode.
You're like,
oh, definitely.
Oh, totally. Okay, so yeah, that's that. So here's what you need to know for following Morphin Legacy. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Tumblr. We are now on Livestream. Livestream? What the fuck is that? Livestream. It's livestream.com/Morphin_Legacy. And that is our live stream channel. So every other week or so, we'll be doing some sort of live stream there. And we're partnering with 20 Year Legacy, as I said earlier, to do that. The 27th of December at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the Psycho Ranger Takeover. So come join us and watch all of the Psycho Ranger episodes. That would be fantastic. Anything else to announce? No. Ranger of the Year was ASJ and Kevin Sullivan. We were talking about that. Flynn is our Ranger of the Month for 7 more days, so check him out, and we will have a new Ranger of the Month, who I'm wondering if anyone will guess. Nobody guessed Flynn, but we'll see. So check out Ranger of the Month in January, and
I guess I hope really it's a 6th Ranger.
Hey, it's Jay.
Be Lauren.
Hey, Jay, is it Quinn?
Who's Lauren. Quinn?
Who's Quinn?
Who's Quinn?
It's Quinn. It's Quinn, guys.
Riley's so, this is our...
My boy Quinn.
This is the last episode of 2015, so I just wanted to get a
14.
Look. What did I say?
Damn it!
15.
What year is this?
Keep saying 15.
This get your shit together.
Episode.
Jay, you have a mental problem.
I do. I'm hungry. 2014. This is our last
I'm
episode.
I'm starving
2014.
Too.
And I just want to say thanks everyone for listening, to the people who do listen, and for all of my hosts, thanks for joining me and everyone else here. I also wanted to say thanks for visiting morphinlegacy.com. It's very exciting that it keeps growing every year. The databases grow bigger every year. Thank you, Ray. And everything gets bigger every year. We're doing more things every year. Unfortunately, some things don't work out, like Tiny Chat is gone now, and so is Morphin Legacy Radio and all that. Rest in peace, Tiny Chat. But more things are coming soon. Like, we just started the live stream, and of course, I always pick up random projects in the middle of the year anyways. So look forward to that. I guess that's it. So we can say happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, all that, and say goodbye. So, say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, thanks for having me.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Earthquake.
Goodbye.
See you,
I'll see you at Plays on Shore.
See you at 2015.
Merry Christmas.
I'll see you at Plitty Shore.
Thank you for listening to The Grid. Be sure to follow all of the hosts on Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, or on their individual sites described within the description. On behalf of all of The Grid hosts, we hope you listen in next week.
この番組は楽しい時を作る企業バンダイとご覧のスポンサーの提供でお送りしました。